Good evening. The thoughts and views to follow are from my dumb ass. It contains a myriad of wonderful thoughts, ideas, concepts that in time may evolve, may grow, may change. But one day I decided to sit down with a colleague at lunch and just record what we were thinking. And hence, my dumb ass was born. Enjoy.
Come and take a walk with me. I need all of y'all to come and take a walk with me. I need for all of y'all to feel what I'm going through and see what I see. If you got time to take a walk with me, wait a minute now. Shit ain't like I thought it would be. Come to Jersey from New York with me. I know you're busy, but take the time out to walk with me. Pay attention on this tour with me. Maybe I'm seeing something wrong. Come along and make sure with me. Come and take a short walk with me.
When did black men become so weak?
There we go.
That they tend to be too damn vulnerable to women of other races.
Okay.
In relationships. All is right. It because they're desperate for the relationship, or is it some other stuff?
No, okay, so we've talked about this before.
Ooh, this smells good. Okay.
All right, so we've talked about this before. It's every, you know, we talked about everything in psychology. Mm-hmm. So this goes back into motion picture film. 1928, 29, 30. Feature film, King Kong.
Yes, and white King, woman is vulnerable damsel
in distress. So, black men, and not just even black men around the world now are taught that white women are here to be saved. They need your savior.
I agree with
they
that.
They need you to sacrifice and to save for them. Because they always depict other women as like strong, unemotional, they're detached from love roles. Mm-hmm. So when you ever watch like an old black movie, Mammy or whatever, she's a strong black woman by herself.
Yeah, take care of herself. Unattractive.
Unattractive. But you have the white woman who's and she's falling and she needs help. Think about this. It's a running joke, right? In every horror movie, white girl falls.
And everyone, we're always trying to save
her. And I'll be honest, you know, that's how I look at things. You're programmed to feel empathy and to feel sympathy for them. And it's this place. So then you go out, so you go out of your way to ensure their safety, their security. And other women of color, black women, or other women of that we wouldn't see up here are deemed as they're able to take care of themselves. They don't need your empathy. They don't need your sympathy. They don't need your strength. They don't need your security because they're never portrayed to you in that light. They've always portrayed to you as strong. Think about any black sitcom from Good Times to even the Cosby Show. Cosby, his wife was a lawyer. Did she really need bills?
Yeah.
No, they had a good family.
Yeah.
But and I'm trying to think of, you know, what's happening, right? Single mama, raising two kids. Well, don't mess with mama.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So all of these shows have always portrayed black women as the in the light of they can take care of themselves. They can raise their kids by themselves.
And raise your kids.
Whereas white women, you know, we're just going to say white women for now. Or like my boy like to say, clear women. They are portrayed as they're not strong. They're weak. They need your security. They need your protection. They need your empathy. They need your caring. They need your care. Because that, you know, they're fragile. Right.
And then on top of that, there also has always been taboo, because that's been the archetype of beauty, of what true womanhood is. I mean, all the laws that have been designed in this world is around protecting their wife, their white womanhood.
Right. And so I think, you know, when we look at it, and I'll be honest with you, I was a victim of that. Like, looking, you know, like, did I ever think? I thought black women were beautiful, but there was just something about if you had a white girl. or you had a girl that was lighter skin, or you had a girl that was this or that, that you were like, whoa, like, that's something to cherish, because they actually need you. You know, and then, so then what does that do? So that's on a whole lot of levels, right? So that's on many levels of, you know, when you look at black women, or you look at just women of color, you know, as a whole, like you said, the levels of beauty, I kind of lost my train of thought, I had a profound notion there. But it's a lot of different levels to that. So then what does that do for the black woman's psyche? What does that do for the black girl's psyche? Right? Because she's seeing those images as well, and she could never obtain that. Right? She could never, you know, my hair can never be straight enough. My skin can never be light enough. You know, I have to be stronger because men treat me like shit. I have to, you know, so what it does is self-perpetuates, right? It self-perpetuates itself. And then black men run up on a black woman. Oh, yep, see, yep. And then they run up on the trained white girl who's seen those images of distress. And it hit me. Right. And they see that, oh my God, I gotta take care of her. Oh my God. And so that imagery, all that training from your childhood, from birth, kicks in and you run to it. You know. And I think, you know, that's one little layer of it where as black men, you run to that. The other thing is too, you know, like we talk about like successful black men or sports athletes or whatever. Black women or women of ethnicity, other than maybe Asian at times, are not invited to the party.
Correct. Well, that I know for a fact myself.
Right. Yeah. So you're not invited to the party. So a lot of people say, well, why ain't you? Because that's all that's around it.
And then also, that's also early programmed. Yeah. Because particularly around athletes, the moment you're recruited from college, there's not going to be the only thing that you're going to be surrounded by is white women as part of that recruitment process.
Exactly. So because they're positioning themselves to take your wealth, to have children by you so I can take your wealth. So your wealth doesn't go back to your community, so it doesn't go back to someone of color, and so you can build up your community. So that's by design. That's by design. And so, you know, so it's many layers, and I think that people don't realize, or people are unwilling to realize, or unwilling to believe that they're being manipulated at every juncture of their life. And I think that's the dangerous part. Like we were talking about the people that I work with. You have been constantly manipulated from your last name. You've been given the ideology that I'm Martinez. I'm not Senpai or Simpo or whatever a native name would be. I'm Martinez. So that means I come from a line that is greater than yours. And I think those are the dangerous things. And it's like, that's something like, you know, I'm walking through the train station here, and it's a lot of people, you know, and my thought went to this. I see a lot of black dudes, right? But they're African.
Yeah.
And I'm like, people don't know the difference.
No.
They don't know the difference between me and him. Because he's not talking, I'm not talking. You know, not talk, but we're not saying words. So you don't know if I'm African. I walk through, oh, he's African. It's like, he's African. Because we always get asked the question, where are you from? Oh, America. Oh, America. So the thing, and my thought was, is that we have all these people of color. Even here in Japan, where you have so many variations of skin color. You have a lot of dark Japanese. And then you have a lot of people coming from the Philippines, from Guam, from all these places that are darker. And it's like, people of color, you just stand up and just recognize, like, you are the majority. And you have the capability of deciding what is beauty. I hope you enjoyed the small tidbit of our conversation over lunch. 2 weeks ago, I hope you'll join and tune in for another episode of My Dumb Ass. Peace.